Gratitude is one of those things that we talk about once a year around Thanksgiving. But practicing regular gratitude can not only make us happier, it can help us improve our mindset and create more fulfilling lives. When we are focused on only seeing the bad or the negative, that's what we will find. But when we shift our focus to the good and all that we have to be grateful for, that's what we will manifest more of into our lives. In today's episode, I'm sharing about how my gratitude practice has completely changed my life, plus three simple ways that you can start incorporating gratitude into your daily life starting today. So let's dive in. Welcome to the Inner Sunshine Podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Weber, and I'm a holistic transformation coach, meditation facilitator, and sound healer. This podcast is designed to help you along your journey to uncovering your purpose and creating a soul-aligned life that you love. Each week, we'll deep dive into various tools, practices, and mindset shifts to help you embody your most authentic self, live mindfully, cultivate abundance, and shine your light from the inside out. Are you ready? Let's dive in. Hello, my beautiful friends. How is it going? I've had a very interesting last couple of weeks. One of my big goals when I started this podcast was to give you a real and authentic look at my own journey and what is happening in my life and the things that I'm going through right beside you, because we're all human, right? We all go through the mud sometimes. And as much as I try to always embody sunshine and joy, there are definitely times that life maybe doesn't go exactly how we planned, and this happens to be one of those times for me. You know, I'm not a huge astrology junkie. I find it super interesting and I kind of follow it loosely. But last week there was a full moon and a full eclipse that occurred. And one of the big themes that has been coming up with this full moon eclipse is change and shifting and dealing with unexpected or bad news. And that has pretty much been spot on with me the last few weeks. It's been kind of a stressful time and one of those when it rains, it pours kind of months. About 3 weeks ago, my fiance Jerry got COVID for the first time. And for those of you who don't know, Jerry is a type 1 diabetic. He was diagnosed with it when he was about 10 years old. And basically his pancreas stopped working and no longer creates insulin. So being a diabetic puts Jerry in the high-risk category, and for the first few days, his symptoms were pretty mild, but on the third or fourth day, his health took a turn for the worse, and we ended up having to go to the emergency room because he was having trouble breathing, and we were really worried that it would turn into pneumonia. And he ended up being okay, and he's made a full recovery, thankfully, but it was a very, very stressful couple weeks for the both of us. Last week, I ended up getting food poisoning for the first time ever. And if you've never gotten food poisoning before, I do not recommend it. It was one of the worst 48 hours of my life. Not a good time. And it left me feeling pretty exhausted and drained energy-wise for quite a few days afterward. A few days after that, my cat Loki ended up getting sick, and we had to take him to the emergency vet clinic in the middle of the night to get looked at. And he's okay now. He got put on antibiotics, but I got a rather high vet bill that I was not expecting, and it came as a bit of a shock, to be honest with you. And of course, you know, his health is my number one priority, but it was still very unexpected. Within the last few weeks, we found out that my uncle's health has taken a turn for the worse. He has Parkinson's disease, and unfortunately, it seems that he will not be with us much longer, which has been pretty difficult for my family to process. And then yesterday, I went to do laundry, and our washing machine broke, so we have to buy a full new machine and have another unexpected bill on our hands. So it's been a very interesting last few weeks over here, to say the least. And one of the biggest things that I've noticed about myself during the last month or so as all of this has been unfolding is that my mindset is so much different than it would have been had all of this happened even just a few years ago. I used to believe that life was happening to me. I was always in a lack mindset. So if even one bad thing happened to me, or I had one minor inconvenience in my life, I would say something like, well, of course it did, because bad things always happen to me. And even just saying that out loud right now makes me cringe, because one, I would never speak anything like that into existence anymore, right? Our words are so powerful, and our thoughts are always creating our reality. So if that's what I was thinking, that's where I was allowing my attention and my energy to go. And that's not somewhere I would even allow my mind to go anymore. And two, I can see now that I was so focused on everything that was going wrong in my life that I wasn't paying attention to all of the amazing things that were going right. And in thinking about how I've done this, what has really helped me to shift my mindset was to start practicing radical gratitude. This is the time of year, specifically in the United States, where we are nearing Thanksgiving, which is the time of year where we come together to practice gratitude for each other and say thank you for all that we have. And while I, of course, think this is amazing, I do think that gratitude is something that needs to be celebrated more often. You know, especially when things are tough, when things are not going exactly how we planned them, when life throws us challenges or hurdles, gratitude can almost seem counterintuitive. It's so easy to be grateful when things are going well in our lives, but it's much harder to feel gratitude when things are not going our way, right? Our brains are naturally inclined to focus on the negative. It's actually a defense mechanism that we developed back in the caveman days. We had to be constantly aware of the negative and the danger around us to survive. But we don't live in caves anymore, and sometimes we have to train our brains to focus on all of the positives in our lives. There is a beautiful quote that I love by Oprah Winfrey that says, "When you're thankful for what you have, you'll end up having more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you will never, ever have enough." And this is truly the foundation for creating a more abundant life. Creating a regular gratitude practice can completely change your outlook on life. We often get so focused on the negative around us that we tend to forget about all of the positive. And I'm actually going to prove it to you with a quick exercise. So if you are driving or operating machinery, please don't take your eyes off the road. But if you are in a place where you can observe your surroundings, I'm going to set a timer on my phone for 10 seconds. And in this time, I want you to look around you and count as many red things as you can find. So it could be a light, a car, a leaf, a piece of paper, whatever red things you can find, count as many as you can in the next 10 seconds, okay? All right, time starts now. And time. Okay, now, how many blue things did you count? Crazy, right? When we are so focused on only seeing the bad and the negative in our lives, that is what we will find. But when you focus on the good and all that there is to be grateful for, that is what you will manifest more of into your life. Now, I do want to note that this is not to be mistaken with toxic positivity or invalidating your experiences, right? Feeling our emotions is incredibly important and necessary for healing. Gratitude should never be a replacement for your feelings, but rather an addition. So for example, you can have a bad day at work and still feel gratitude for having a job. It doesn't mean that you didn't have a bad day or that you shouldn't feel bad or complain because at least you have a job. Gratitude doesn't replace your feelings or try to push them under the rug. Also, gratitude should never be a comparison to someone else. Thinking I should be grateful because that person has it worse than me is not real gratitude. Gratitude should be an authentic feeling of love and appreciation for what you have in the moment rather than a comparison to someone else. I truly believe that there is something positive that can be found in every situation. Challenges are put into our lives to make us grow stronger and to show ourselves how much we want something. I always ask myself, what is one thing that I can be grateful for in this situation? It doesn't have to be some huge, elaborate thing. Just one takeaway or lesson that can positively affect my life moving forward. Life is always going to throw us curveballs, right? That's just how it goes. But think about it this way. How boring would life be if everything went our way 100% of the time? If everything was perfect and there were no challenges or struggles, life would be meaningless because the good is only good because we experience the bad. Life is always a balance between good and bad. I would even go as far as to say that bad things happen to us to help teach us to appreciate the good in a different way. We wouldn't appreciate the sunshine as much if it weren't for the rain. We wouldn't appreciate summer if we didn't experience winter. And the same goes for most things in life. Where can you find lessons and positivity through even the worst experiences? You know, in thinking about this past month for me, even though there was a lot of stress and a lot of difficulty, I still have so much to be grateful for. I'm so grateful for the incredible doctors and the staff at the emergency room who took care of Jerry when he was sick and helped him get back to health. I'm so grateful for my body for getting rid of whatever it was that I ate that could have really hurt me when I got food poisoning. I'm grateful for my busy schedule this month and how I've handled all the challenges that have been thrown my way because I've proven to myself just how strong I am. I'm grateful for my uncle's life and being able to spend so many incredible years with him, right? There's always something to be grateful for. There's always a positive that can be found in any negative situation. That is the power of creating a regular gratitude practice. So in today's episode, I'm going to share with you three easy ways to incorporate gratitude into your daily life. So to start, what is gratitude? To me, gratitude is a way of showing and feeling deep appreciation for something or someone meaningful in your life. With all that's happening around the world these days, it's so easy to slip into that doom and gloom mindset. But the truth is that life is so beautiful, and there's so much to be thankful for every day. Gratitude is a way for us to embody that appreciation on a deeper level. I used to think that gratitude was just saying thank you, but it really is so much more than that. Gratitude is something that you intrinsically feel in your soul. It's a realization that abundance is all around us, and it always has been. We just have to be willing to look around and recognize it. When you take even just a few minutes out of your day to think about all the things that you have to be grateful for, it helps shift you into an abundance mindset and recognize all that you have in your life. And that will allow you to receive more things to be grateful for. I think a lot of people have this preconceived notion that abundance is something that we have to chase, right? Many of my clients believe that when they achieve a certain goal or when they make a certain amount of money, then they will be happy. But here's the thing. If happiness is always in the next place, we will never be happy with where we are now. I was actually talking about this with one of my clients the other day. She shared with me that when she posts on social media, she finds herself constantly disappointed with how many people like and engage with her posts. And she shared with me a thought that she had, which was, "No one interacts with my posts." And then I asked her, "Is that a fact or is that just a thought?" And she realized that it was actually not a fact, but rather a thought of not having enough, right? Stemming from this place of lack and scarcity. I asked her how much engagement would be enough for her, and she didn't have an answer. I asked her then to consider how many people were actually engaging with her currently, and how could that be enough? How could she focus her attention on being grateful for all the people she does have in her audience and her community who love and interact with her posts? I reminded my client that if we're always wanting more, we will never be happy with what we have right now. And this translates to so many things in life. If we are always unhappy with where we are right now, always feeling in a state of lack around money, likes, where we are with our goals, what we have in our lives, we will never feel like it's enough. There is not better than here. And this concept is so important when it comes to creating a more fulfilling life. We are always focused on where we want to be without appreciating where we are now or how far we've come. We will always be in a state of lack and scarcity. We will never be satisfied with where we are right now. And the energy that you cultivate from this place of abundance will help you to raise your vibration and become an energetic match for your goals and desires so that you can attract the things that you most want into your life. So the first way I'm going to share with you for how to incorporate gratitude into your daily life is to create a daily gratitude journal. This is something that I try to do every single morning. I take out an old school pen and paper, and I write down 5 to 10 things that I'm grateful for that day. It can be as small as, I'm grateful for my phone, grateful for my computer, I'm grateful for waking up this morning, I'm grateful for my job, or I'm grateful for this cup of coffee. And then I like to take it even a step further and write down why I'm grateful for each of these things. So for example, I'm grateful for this cup of coffee because it's cold outside and it helped me warm up. I'm grateful for this coffee because it tastes amazing and it's boosted my energy levels when I was feeling tired this morning. I'm grateful for all the farmers who grew the beans, the truck drivers who delivered the beans to my local grocery store, and all the people who allowed me to enjoy this cup of coffee without a second thought. And this really helps me to cultivate a stronger feeling of appreciation and connection to everything that I'm expressing gratitude for. You know, it's wild just how many things we have in our lives that we take for granted or we forget how much it took for them to get to us. This small practice can help us shift into an abundance mindset and can create positive change in your mood and even your general outlook on life. Sometimes I'll start writing my list of 5 things that I'm grateful for, and I'll allow myself to just continue writing. I have written pages and pages and pages before of all of the things that I'm grateful for. When you start on that roll, it's interesting how you start to realize just how much you actually do have. I also like to try and write down 1 new thing to be grateful for every day. This is a really powerful exercise because while you're doing this, not only do you feel the immense benefits of gratitude, but you're also working on staying present, and it helps you focus on being in the now. There is always something new to appreciate, and there is no such thing as something too small to be grateful for. The second way I recommend incorporating gratitude into your daily life is to reframe having to do things to getting to do things. And here's what I mean by that. One of the ways I've been able to focus on gratitude in a new way is by reframing what it means to want to do something versus feeling like I need to do something. For example, I do this with my daily to-do list. I have a journal that sits on my desk next to my computer that I use as my daily task list. And I update it almost every morning with my tasks for the day to stay really organized. And at the top of the page, I label it as my get to-do list rather than my to-do list. It is so important to continuously remind ourselves that we get to do things rather than feeling like we have to do things. I think sometimes we get so caught up in the day-to-day of our lives that we forget just how incredible it is that we get to live this beautiful life. We get to do the laundry. We get to do the dishes. We get to go to work. We get to run errands. We get to go to the gym. When we make this small mindset shift, it really brings us into a state of abundance rather than a state of lack. Even just thinking about the laundry example, instead of being frustrated by how much laundry you have to do or feeling annoyed that you have to do laundry at all, what if you switch your mindset to, I get to do laundry? I did this just the other day. I started thinking about how grateful I am that I get to do my own laundry. How great is it that I'm healthy enough to do my own laundry? How amazing is it that I have clothes that I can wear? How incredible is it that I have a washing machine inside my home? How lucky am I that we can afford laundry detergent that makes our clothes smell wonderful? How cool is it that I have running water inside my home when there are so many people in the world who don't have running water? How incredible is it to feel clean and to have clothing that looks fresh after wearing them? I think it's easy for us to show gratitude for the big things in our lives, but we often neglect to give thanks for the small daily gifts that maybe we even forget are actually gifts at all. When we switch our mindset to really focus on all that we have, especially the small things that we take for granted every day, it can completely change how we view the world and shift us into an abundance mindset. And the third way I recommend adding gratitude into your daily life, and my personal favorite, is to keep a running list of all the amazing things that happen in your life every year. This is something I started doing just a few years ago, and it has completely changed my life. About 5 years ago, I started keeping a running list in the notes section of my phone where I record all of the incredible and amazing things that I'm grateful for that happen in my life every year. Each time something positive or exciting or fun happens that I'm grateful for, even if it's small, I add it to the list. And I now have a list of 5 years of amazing things that have happened in my life. Sometimes when I feel bad or down, I look at this list and it brings me so much joy to see all of my achievements and wins and things that I've been grateful for over the years. It's such a small action, but it has made a huge difference in how I view the world. And I find myself always looking for good things to add to this list. And it's also fun to go back and look at this list and just see how many incredible things happen in our lives all the time. And it's not just big things like vacations and milestones, which are of course wonderful, and I have those included as well, but even small things like date nights or going to the farmer's market on a beautiful Sunday morning, impromptu grill nights with our neighbors this summer, seeing family members after not seeing them for a long time, signing a new client, unexpected gestures of kindness from strangers, reaching a monetary milestone, fun nights out with friends, days where I focus on self-care. There is so much on this list, and it has really become something that I look forward to adding to regularly. Having a positive mindset, having a gratitude mindset, is a practice. It takes time and repetition to cultivate. If you are constantly focusing on the negative, that is what you will create more of in your life. But if you change your focus to all of the things that are going well, everything will shift. Because where your attention goes, energy flows. You know, it's interesting. One of the first things I ask in my coaching sessions with my private one-on-one clients is, what is one thing that is working or going well or that you're grateful for in your life right now? And at first, many of them struggle to come up with something. It's not something that we tend to put a lot of focus on. But I bet if I asked you what was going wrong in your life, it would be easy to answer. But really think about this. What is going well in your life right now? What are you most grateful for today? And how can you start to shift your mindset to focus on more of that? I really hope that this episode has been helpful for you today and that you were able to take away some ideas for how to incorporate more gratitude into your daily life, far beyond just this one day a year. I would love to hear about what comes up for you and what your biggest takeaway was from this episode. Please feel free to share with me on social media. You can find me on Instagram at @HeyStephanieWeber. And before we wrap up, I just want to express my deep, deep gratitude for each and every one of you. This podcast just turned 6 months old, and I am so grateful for each and every single one of you who have listened to these episodes or have given me feedback or have written a review. I cannot begin to tell you how much it means to me. From the bottom of my heart, thank you so, so much for all of your support. It is truly my greatest honor to be able to make these episodes for you, and I hope that you enjoy listening to them as much as I enjoy recording them for you. I hope you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and I'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in to the Inner Sunshine Podcast. If you loved this episode, please hit subscribe and leave a review. And if you know of anyone who would benefit from this podcast, I would be so grateful if you shared it with them. If you're looking to connect further, join my community on Instagram. You can find me at @HeyStephanieWeber. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. Thanks again for listening. I'm sending you so much love, and I will see you in the next episode.